What do you mean? He asked Muriel. Who said his sister was a squib? I thought she was ill.
Thought wrong then, didn't you, Barry? Said Auntie Muriel,
looking delighted at the effect she had produced.
Anyway, how could you expect to know anything about it? It all happened years and years before you were even thought of, my dear. And the truth is that those of us who were alive then never knew what really happened. That's why I can't wait to find out what Skeeter's unearthed. Dumbledore kept that sister of his quiet for a long time. And true,
wheezed Doge.
Absolutely untrue.
He never told me his sister was a squib, said Harry, without thinking, still cold inside.
And why on earth would he tell you?
Screeched Muriel, swaying a little in her seat as she attempted to focus upon Harry.
The reason Albus never spoke about Ariana,
began Elpheus, in a voice stiff with emotion,
is, I should have thought quite clear. He was so devastated by her death. Why did nobody ever see her, Elpheus?
Squawked Muriel.
Why did half of us never even know she existed until they carried the coffin out of the house and held a funeral for her? Where was Saintly Albus while Ariana was locked in the cellar? Off being brilliant at Hogwarts, and never mind what was going on in his own house.
What do you mean, locked in the cellar? Asked Harry. What is this? Doge looked wretched. Auntie Muriel cackled again and answered Harry.
Dumbledore's mother was a terrifying woman, simply terrifying, muggle-born, though I heard she pretended otherwise. She never pretended anything of the sort. Kendra was a fine woman,
whispered Doge miserably, but Auntie Muriel ignored him.
Proud and very domineering, the sort of witch who would have been mortified to produce a squib. Ariana was not a squib,
wheezed Doge.
So you say, Elpheus, but explain then why she never attended Hogwarts,
said Auntie Muriel. She turned back to Harry.
In our days, squibs were often hushed up, though to take it to the extreme of actually imprisoning a little girl in a house and pretending she didn't exist. I tell you that's not what happened,
said Doge. But Auntie Muriel steamrolled on, still addressing Harry.
Squibs were usually shipped off to muggle schools and encouraged to integrate into the muggle community, much kinder than trying to find them a place in the wizarding world where they must always be second class. But naturally, Kendra Dumbledore wouldn't have dreamed of letting her daughter go to a muggle school. Ariana was delicate,
said Doge desperately.
Her health was always too poor to permit her. To permit her to leave the house,
cackled Muriel.
And yet she was never taken to St. Mungo's and no healer was ever summoned to see her. Really, Muriel, how you can possibly know whether... For your information, Elpheus, my cousin Lancelot was a healer at St. Mungo's at the time, and he told my family in strictest confidence that Ariana had never been seen there. All most suspicious, Lancelot thought.